Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October 20th. It is the second day of March, and we are in the middle of Chapter 9, Perek Tes of Mesilas Yesharim, talking about Mafide Hazrizos, Bar Hakamehem, anticipating factors that detract or get in the way of Zrizos, and how to avoid them. Yesterday he was saying things that increase laziness and inaction, and he said, Bakashas ha-menucha, sinas ha-torah, and avas ha-idunim b'tashlum kol tanayahim. Somebody who makes it a life ambition to have physical relaxation, somebody who despises or hates exerting themselves, and somebody who loves pleasure and delights to their fullest degree. Now, he sums it up on page 149, paragraph beginning, Uchshe Yargil, because he said that a person has to internalize the fact that we are here in the world. We were put here to work. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our employer and we are day laborers. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of our army and we're in the middle of a war. Sheyargil atzmo al zeh haderech. When a person accustoms himself to thinking and acting this way, yimtza ha'avoda kala la'vadai. It's just a matter of reframing. And if you understand that you were put here for a specific purpose, things that the spiritual side of a person likes and desires and wants to excel in, then it will make the work much easier. The same way if a person has a goal to become a doctor, then somehow they're able to make it through sleepless nights for many years in medical school and tough exams, and because they have a goal, it's important to them. So the same thing here. Sheyargil atzmo azeh haderech, if a person thinks in these terms, then yimtza avoda kala vaday. The work will be much easier, much more natural, because it's necessary to attain your goals. Kevin shelo yachzar ba'atzma azman v'achana elaha. Because you don't have a lack of preparation or readiness. You're now ready. Azeh haderech amriv zichronim levracha, kachi darka shel Torah, pas ba'melach tochal, mayim b'misura tishta ve'ela aretz tishan. Shehu klal ha'archaka b'tachlis min ha'menuchas v'ayidunim. He says this is what Chazal say in Pirkei Abos, that the way of Torah, kachi darka shel Torah, one who makes for their priority, would be satisfied with bread with salt in small measure, ala aretishan, sleep on the ground. So if you, Rav Dessler understands that it doesn't mean that you have to eat only that. It means that if it comes to that, you're fine with that, because that's not your goal. Because the ultimate in distancing oneself in every respect from comforts and physical delights, that it's not your goal. And therefore, if it came to that, it would be fine, because this is what's necessary to achieve my goals. Ramchal continues with another factor that detracts from Zrizos. Od mi mafside hazrizos, hu rov hapachad vigodal hamora min azman mitoldosav. Excessive anxiety and the great fear of the changing periods of time and what they may bring. So basically, Rov HaPachad V'Godol HaMora means anxiety. Ki pam yira mea kora mea chom, upam mea pegayim, upam min achalayim, upam min haruach, v'chein kol kayotze bazeh. And he says this excessive anxiety takes on many forms. Sometimes you're afraid of the cold or the heat or accidents or illness and wind, things like that. Hu ha'inyan shalom alav shalom amra atzel shachal baderech ari ben arechovos. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says, that a lazy person says there's a young lion on the path, a lion among the streets. What does that mean? Kfarginu chacham zechonam levrach amida hazos v'yichasu ala chatayim. Chazal denigrated this trait of excessive fear and anxiety and attributed it to sinners. U'mikra misayim dechsiv pachadu b'tzion chatayim achzar adam chaneifim. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, sinners were afraid of Zion, trembling, seized hypocrites. Ad she'amar achad min hagdolim al tamido b'roso mispached chata'at. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Samach says that one of the great sages told his student, when he saw that he was fearful, he said, "You're a sinner." Ela zena mar betach b'Hashem, ba'asei tov shchana eretz urei emuna. This it says, trust in Hashem, do good, dwell in the land, and nourish yourself with faith. Meaning that you can't let anxiety and fear get in the way of living properly and doing mitzvahs. Klal shadavar tzarech she'asim adam es atzmo arai ba'olam v'kavua ba'avoda. A person should make incidental his involvement in the material world, and kavua, where your goals and ambitions, where are you living, where are you firmly fixed in the involvement in avoda. Hashem yisav yistapik b'chol inyanei ha'olam b'mashim yizdamin lo v'yikach b'biyado. A person should be satisfied, content in matters of physicality and worldly matters with whatever presents itself. Should b'yeh rachuk min ha'menucha, distant from yourself from leisure and pleasure more than you need, and close to work and toil, And have faith in Hashem. Don't fear unexpected conditions and misfortunes and all sorts of things that a person can be afraid of. What we'll continue with tomorrow is, what about legitimate fears? What he's describing now is where a person is, there isn't something legitimate to be afraid of. A person is basically thinking up excuses, maybe subconsciously, but as a reason to not push himself, he thinks of everything that could go wrong. He doesn't want to go to shul. Maybe it'll be too cold. Maybe I'll catch a cold. Maybe. And that's what he's talking about, but he's going to flesh this out tomorrow. We'll stop here. Have a good day.